It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Make it 54 wins and counting for LSU Shreveport coach Kyle Blankenship. Yeah, that's right. 54 wins this year for the head basketball coach at Louisiana State University in Shreveport. That's one heck of a season. After 11 successful years as the men's basketball coach for the NAIA, or the Small College Division, LSU Shreveport Pilots, Kyle Blankenship has been given a rare opportunity to double his fun this season. Less than 2 weeks prior to the start of the 2023-24 college basketball season, the women's basketball coach at LSUS resigned. The school's athletic department budget and staff is, well, kind of small at this public university in northwest Louisiana. The clock was ticking with few viable options available to find a coach for the women's basketball team this year. Lucas Morgan, who's the director of athletics at LSUS, came up with a novel idea. He asked his lone remaining head basketball coach to handle both the men's and women's teams for this season. Said Coach Kyle Blankenship, quote, "There was a very short timeline. He came into my office and just ran the idea by me. At first I was like, man, I don't know if I can make that work. He went back to his office, put the game schedules right in front of me, and said that there's only one day when you can't do both, so you could make it happen."
Yes!
Coach Kyle Blankenship accepted the challenge. His two teams at LSU Shreveport have won a combined 54 basketball games and counting thus far this season. But wait, there's more. In what must be some type of national record, you guys help me out on this, Coach Kyle Blankenship has just guided both LSU Shreveport men's and women's basketball teams into the NAIA national tournament last week, and they each won their opening round games. Unfortunately, the Lady Pilots lost on Saturday during round two. The 12th-seeded LSUS men, though, pulled off two consecutive upsets of higher-seeded teams and have advanced to Kansas City this Friday at 1 p.m. and will play in a quarterfinal game against Langston State University of Oklahoma. Let's talk about this not-so-glamorous basketball history at LSU Shreveport. This commuter school opened its doors in South Shreveport back in 1967 as a two-year school. And by 1975, it was awarding degrees for its first four-year graduating class. LSUS, which happens to be where me and my lovely wife have earned our bachelor's degrees many moons ago, is home to about 3,000 local students and has a robust online enrollment for several of its master's degree programs. Alums like me fondly remember the good old days, when the school had just three buildings plus the lovely Snack Shack portable building, which housed a few vending machines and the school's bookstore. Basketball? That was an intramural college sport. With no gym on the campus at the time, our games were played at the National Guard's Fort Humbug Armory building located just south of downtown Shreveport. Now let me tell you, playing basketball on a dusty, slippery, wooden floor surrounded by a dozen Army tanks, well, that's an experience which many of us LSUS students in my generation are always going to remember. As the years rolled by, the LSUS campus started to grow to accommodate its local students. The Health and Physical Education building was constructed and opened. However, it would take several more years before the LSUS administration finally agreed to dip its toes into the arena of competitive athletics, including basketball, in the year 1990. Unfortunately, the LSUS basketball program was shut down in 1997 due to fiscal constraints. But there's good news. LSUS relights the pilot light and resumes basketball after a six-year hiatus in 2003. Chad McDowell, a former player at LSU Shreveport during the early 1990s, was hired to become the new men's coach. A highly successful high school coach in Shreveport, McDowell was able to tap plenty of local basketball talent, and he spruced up the LSUS gymnasium in hopes that someday it would be able to fill its 1,000 retractable bleacher seats. LSUS joined the NAIA's Gulf Coast Athletic Conference during the fall of 2003 and had immediate success on the basketball court. Coach McDowell's program operated on a shoestring budget at a school which always seemed to fret about taking the students' focus away from their solid academic programs. With each year of success on the hardwood, though, LSU Shreveport's pilots started attracting more and more attention from the students and local supporters, and the gym quickly took on the nickname The Dock. The basketball team has been a success in every season since reappearing in 2003. In 2012, though, Chad McDowell accepted a promotion to become the school's director of athletics, and he promoted his former assistant, Kyle Blankenship, into the men's head coaching job. A former basketball player at Shreveport's C.E. Byrd High School and at the University of Tulsa, Blankenship's teams at LSUS have been extremely successful since he took over in 2012. In his 12 years as the skipper of the Pilots, Kyle Blankenship's teams have compiled a record of 280-96. That's a nifty 75% winning percentage over a dozen years at the school in South Shreveport. He's earned Conference Coach of the Year honors 7 times in 12 years. Well, Coach Blankenship has proved to be ambidextrous in 2023. Once LSUS lost its women's basketball coach less than 2 weeks prior to the start of this year's basketball season, Kyle Blankenship accepted the challenge to coach both the men's and women's teams. The coach told the women that they would need to learn his same offensive and defensive schemes which the men's team was using, and that meant a much quicker pace of play than the women had been used to. But the coach saw some great potential in this season's squad. He said, quote, "I had a good idea of the women's team's possibilities prior to the season as the ladies' team regularly beat the men in shooting drills." In addition to having a hard-working graduate assistant named Devin Jackson helping out with this women's team, Coach Blankenship also depended on his wife to help win over the ladies. Said Kyle Blankenship of his supporting spouse, Alexis, "She's been the MVP of this whole process. She's built a tremendous relationship with the women's team. She does all the things she's always done for the men. No way could I have done this without her." The coach's wife even baked some cupcakes and cookies for Valentine's Day recently for the men's and women's players. And you know that nothing creates a bond with a hungry basketball team like some tasty homemade treats. Mmm. After some initial adjustments, the LSUS women's team went on an incredible 28-game winning streak. The Lady Pilots posted an unbeaten 22-0 record in the Red River Athletic Conference this year and then swept their way to a conference tournament title. The women then traveled to Salina, Kansas, and won a game in the NAIA National Tournament for the first time in school history last week. They defeated Tabor College of Hillsboro, Kansas, 69-59 in the opening round. The LSUS women dominated inside the paint by outscoring their opponents 48-24 down low. Said 6'3" center Destiny Roblo, "That's what we practice every day, pounding and pounding and pounding on the inside." But unfortunately, the Lady Pilots lost in the second round 86-65 on Saturday to Mayville State University from Madison, South Dakota. LSUS ran into a buzzsaw as Mayville, who's now 26-3, shot 53% from the floor and then pulled away during the fourth quarter. The LSUS Lady Pilots finished their year with an impressive 30-3 record. But let's not forget about the LSUS men's team. They're still playing. After posting a 22-8 regular season record, the LSUS Pilots also received an invitation to play in the NAIA tournament. Fortunately for Coach Kyle Blankenship, his men's team was also assigned to play at the same regional site, Salina, Kansas, as the LSUS women were playing. In the men's opening NAIA game last Friday against number 5 seed Kansas Wesleyan, the Pilots had 5 players score in double digits and survived an overtime period to post a 95-89 thriller. The LSUS bench outscored Kansas Wesleyan by an incredible 52-12 margin in that game. Then the next day on Saturday, the Pilots raced out to a 55-34 halftime advantage over number 4 seed Concordia University of Seward, Nebraska, and cruised to a surprisingly easy 91-67 win. The team shot a sizzling 60.3% from the field to earn a spot in this week's NAIA National Championship round in Kansas City, Missouri. To capture that national championship, the LSUS men must win 4 games in 5 days in KC to bring the school's first national title trophy home to the Dock in Shreveport. This Friday at 1 p.m., the LSUS men will take on the number 1 seed of their region, Langston State University. Now, the Lions are an impressive 31-1. Langston played their first 2 NAIA tournament games, though, on their home court last week and demolished both of their opponents in cruising into this week's championship round. Back in December, Langston and LSU Shreveport played on a neutral court in Fort Worth, Texas. But the Lions hit 12 of their free throws coming down the stretch and prevailed in overtime, 71-59. So the question remains, will Coach Kyle Blankenship coach both teams again next season? Well, Blankenship has indicated that he's willing to discuss the dual role again next season as long as his graduate assistant, Devin Jackson, receives an opportunity to apply and interview for the job sooner or later. He's probably the hardest working person at LSU Shreveport, said Blankenship recently. With his own coaching record currently at a gaudy 54-11 this season, 30-3 for the women, 24-8 for the men, Coach Kyle Blankenship has earned a nice vacation coming up soon. He's captained his Pilots with distinction for the entire basketball season. He said, quote, "Winning is fun. There's nothing greater than that, and we've done that as well as any four-year program in the state of Louisiana over the last 20 years. We hope it will always continue." Well, after posting 54 wins already this season, LSU Shreveport coach Kyle Blankenship is having more fun than any other college basketball coach in America. I'm Swamp Swami.